Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Disorderly Conduct program, and so that's what you have right now. Thank you for joining me, to Zeki and Dr. Herpington and Antoinette from somewhere, Denmark, maybe Detroit. I don't know. It's just DE. What else do we have in here? Mystery Man Ryan. Okay, and Dr. Herpington, a couple other. I Endure, that's a good one. Good times. Hey, everybody. It's Vincent Bay. Oh, man, I had the day off today. It's a beautiful day out. I was enjoying it earlier, and I'm going to do a little show here for you kids, and I'm going to go back out and enjoy the beautiful summer day we have going on here in San Francisco. It was actually kind of hot yesterday. I was sweating my balls off yesterday. Today it's a little more back to normal. Anyway, it's Thursday, kiddos. And what was I going to do? I had something on the agenda. I forgot what the fuck it was. Oh, well. Your calls always take priority, though. 347-826-7667 is the number. And looks like I have somebody on the line here. Dunlop 145, you're on the air. What's up? Hello?
America! Fuck yeah! Coming again to save the motherfucking day, yeah!
Mm-hmm.
America!
Yeah, I got that one too. I got that one too, though. I got that one too. Yeah, I got that one too. Great. First soundboard troll of the night. You know what? In honor of Ghost is, of course, do the markets. Or your ass for the markets. So really quickly, let's take a look at the markets here. A little snapshot. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed today up 1.21%. That's a change of 152 points. I guess I should do the point change first and then the percentage. S&P 500 index was up 17.96 for a percentage of 1.35% increase. That's a over 1% increase of the overall S&P 500 index. The NASDAQ was up as well, just under 1%. And the Mexican IPC index was positive today. It ticked up less than a half of a percent, or a little bit more than half of a percent. And the Brazilian index shot up almost 2% today. And then what else does he look at? He does the commodities, right? Looking at the commodities, Brent crude futures dropped down to $117 a barrel, just a less than a third of a percentage drop. Gas oils futures were down 0.31%. Heating oil futures down 0.62%. Natural gas futures down 2.33%. So all the oil and gas futures are starting to do their slide now. The peak is typically, what, in July, beginning of July, and now it's going to do a steady decline. I would imagine you'll see Brent crude, where is it? It's at 117 right now. I predict Brent crude will be down to, I don't know, $70 by October. What else do we have? Natural gas futures are, oh yeah, I said that. Blah, blah, blah. Canola futures dropped today. All commodities, a lot of the commodities, almost all the way down the board with recording drops in prices. This is good. Let's see. Canola futures down 1.25%. Cocoa futures down 1%. Coffee futures down 1%. That's good. I drink a lot. That's the only thing I fucking drink now is coffee. That's my only vice. That's it. Corn futures down 0.7%. That is Ghost's favorite commodity, apparently. Corn. He always has a hard-on over corn. Cotton down 2%, wheat down almost 3%. Wow. La la la. Sugar, although went up over 3%, shot up to $29.85 a pound. Soybean futures up slightly at 0.29%. Lumber futures up almost 2%. Oak futures down 0.55%. And blah, blah, blah. Copper futures down 1.18%. Gold down $9.90. That's a percentage change of 0.62%. Gold is now $1,587 an ounce. My God. Silver dropped 61 cents today, and it's now $38.95 a troy ounce for a percentage drop of 1.54. And finally, looking at the livestock here, the cattle futures were almost unchanged, just ticked up a little bit. It's end at 115.40. Cattle feeder futures ticked up a little bit to $135.20 a pound. And closing it out, the lean hog futures were increased today by 25 cents a quarter. Lean hog futures up a quarter to $90.65, a 0.28% increase. And that, as Ghost would say, is the ass for your markets. And shouts out to Cowpote. What is Cowpote? You're in San Francisco right now? No shit. Call in, bro, for sure. I'm off today, dude. We should hang out. Hell, come down to the studio. We got time, Broseph. Jay Mackin in the building. Wow. Good times, man. Loving it. Doing the random Thursday afternoon show here. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm taking calls 347-826-7667. I just finished out the markets there. And I miss Ghost just as much as you do. And of course, don't get used to me doing shows at this time. This is just another one off. I like to do them. I might do them once a week. But yeah, good times. I have Zeki on the board. I'm going to bring him up in a second. And first, I want to take a quick siesta here. Oh, wait, before I do, let me check in with Dunlop 145, see what he has for me. Dunlop 145, what's up? Yeah, okay, you want to hear some music? All right, fine, I'll give you some fucking music. All right, I'll give you some fucking music. Oh, wait, hang on, before I take a break, Cowpote's here. What's up, Cowpote?
Hey, man, Vince, it's Johnny J. Utah, man. We're down here in Marion County. How the hell are you, man? How's it going?
Wait, you said your name's Johnny J. Utah?
This is, I'm friends with Cowpote. We're here in Marion County. We flew all the way from Pennsylvania last night, and we're here in Marion County. We're going to San Jose tomorrow, man. What's going on, Cool Cat? What's you kicking it old school? What's going on? Where's the ghost? Hey, you know what happens when the ghost doesn't go on the BR network? You know what happens? The damn crime rate goes up. No one's trolling him. What's going on with you, man?
Well, you've probably noticed that he's not around. He hasn't been around for a week. He's apparently been trolled off the internet. And,
what do you mean, man?
The trolls have won. The trolls won, dude. He just got trolled so hard. Dude, have you seen his chat room? His chat room got hit so hard by the summer fags. He just gave up. I think he just gave up.
Come on. It's the ghost, man. What the hell? What are we going to do on the BTR network? We have to listen to you, man? Come on, Benny.
Yeah,
take
you're
it
stuck
old
with
school.
Me now, bro. You're stuck with me now, dude.
We love Benny. Hey, you guys, Benny is here, man. He's in seventh. He's the Bay Area. Hey, you know what Marion County is? What's more, we're hanging in Marion. We're kicking it old school, Scott, man. We're having some granny belts. We've got some Marlboros here. We got the long, tall red ones. We're kicking it old school, man. Come on, let's go to Marion County.
These people are idiots.
What
that was
the hell?
That was the ghost of Ghost. The ghost of Ghost still haunts BTR.
What the hell, man? What's going on with
Barrel
the ghost? We love Barrel Roll.
Anyway.
Holy crap. Hey, is Mike, Mac, and Steiny, are they in your room, man?
Mac, Mike, and Steiny are not in the room, bro.
I thought they were there, man. We're right here in Marion County. I looked down, they're in the room. They're trolling you, man. Watch out. Hey, how's that Debbie Daly doing at night? How's that blonde doing, that beautiful Texas girl? How's she doing with you, man, Benny?
I think she's okay. I saw her. I was in another chat room earlier, and she was in there, and she seems to be alive and well.
What's going on with Goofy? I haven't heard of him. Is there a drama? What's going on with Goofy, boy?
Oh,
I haven't heard of him lately.
Dude, if you're in San Jose, you should go visit him in the penitentiary. Apparently, he's locked up. He's locked up, bro.
What for? What did he do to screw us now? We're going down to Florida. Cowpost's got to be back at the airport. Tomorrow night, flying across the crap. We are downtown Philadelphia.
They're all idiots.
We were downtown Philadelphia in the Embassy Suites last night, hanging out. We did a show. We flew all the way out here, and now we're in your neck of the woods, the BTR Network. Hey, we saw you in the room the other day. What were you doing in the room? You were trolling Cowpost. What's going on with that, kiddo?
I wasn't trolling Cowpote. I was just listening. Sometimes I wake up randomly early in the morning and I can't fall back asleep. And then I see that he's on and all I have to do is just leave his show on and I fall back to sleep. No problem usually.
Hey, Mike, what the hell? Hey, Vincent. know what happened now. Cowpole Radio, when he's got two premium shows now. If you want to sit in the chair on Speculation Sports and speculate like Kobe the Kitty did, you can do it. You'll pull a yen, and guess what will happen? You can kick it old school right in the chair. What do you think?
I don't know what to think. I you're blowing my mind here, bro. Blowing my
mind.
Oh,
come on, man. Hey, let's do some hookah here. You ready? Because, Joe, well, we don't do dope. I got a grain bell here for you, man. Let's open it up. Let's kick it old school. We're way up in the tray house here. We're doing all the bad stuff to make us feel real good, man. We're pissing off all the liberals. We're smoking and drinking. Pissing off Brock. All your buddies out there on the left, man. They're pissed. They're pissed, man. What's going on? We need the ghost back, man. We need to kick it old school, man. Come on, man. Where's the ghost? We're going to head out for dinner here, Marion County. We love it here. Have you been to Marion County, man? Have you been here before?
Marion County?
It's right over San Francisco. You're a San Francisco guy. Hey, spend condom, man.
Marion County? I have no idea where Marion County is.
Marion County, for Christ's sake, man. Come on. What the hell's your problem? You're from California. It's right by the airport.
Yeah, I am. Give me a break here. Marion County? Okay, it's ringing a bell, but...
Come on, man. It's in wine country, for Christ's sake. Who the hell are you, man? I thought you were in the Bay Area. If I'm going to come into town and see you, fat ass, you better be ready for Johnny J. Utah. Come on. Just call me JJ. What the hell are you doing, Vincent? Come on, man. Let's kick it old school.
Marion County. Okay.
Man,
yeah,
come
sure.
on. Look, Google. Because like the whiny Jew says, Google is our friend, for Christ's sake. What the hell is going on?
You mean Marin County? Do you mean Marin County?
When we call Marion County, we like that name, for Christ's sake. Come on, kick it old
Jesus,
school.
You said you got to say it right, dude. I didn't even know Marion County. Marin
well, that's Johnny
County.
J. Utah, man. I say it the way I want to say it because I'm Johnny. Just call me JJ, for Christ's sake.
Marion County. I'm like, that's
hey,
like in Florida or something.
We're doing a show tonight live.
M-A-R-I-N. There's Marin.
Well, that's part of Johnny J. Utah. I'm a bumbling idiot, for Christ's sake. That's part of the character.
Yeah, that's
no better than that.
Yeah. There's
what
no
the hell?
No debate
so
there.
Vincent, can we get together tonight and have some steak and lobster? What do you think? I'll put it on my tab. It's a business trip, and we'll pay for all your stuff, and we can have some Chicago water. We'll give you some Chicago water, and you can hang on that stuff, and then we'll give you the hard stuff later. What do you think? I'll bought some Chicago water, the lemon in there for you to keep you happy. What do you think, kiddo?
Yeah, whatever you want, bro.
Do you know what Chicago water is? Do you know what it is?
No.
It's Coca-Cola. It's Coca-Cola, for Christ's sake, Chicago. Come on. Get your shit together. My God, what the hell is going
on?
I'm trying
to get it together, bro. I don't know. I'm just, yeah.
I mean, how much dope have you been smoking? It's a gateway drug, for Christ's sake.
I don't do that stuff anymore, dude. I'm straight. I
heard
drink
you on Capo Radio. Smoking dope with the President of the United States of America.
No, that's not true.
Man. Don't lie. We have it on recording. Yes, we do. Johnny J. Utah has got Vincent to pay you guys. Smoking dope. And being a dope.
All right, get him off. All right, get him off. That's it. That's enough of that. All right? I don't need any more of this crap. All right? I'm trying to do a show. I'm trying to fill in for a legend that's no longer with us, and I'm getting this garbage. Oh, my God. I don't know what he's talking about. I did happen to call into the ghost show on 420. I don't know if maybe that's what he's thinking about. But that was good times back in the day, hanging out with Ghost on 420. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, man. Man, this thing makes your nose drip and makes your head sweat there, boy. I mean, I'm tearing up for Christ. Anyway, let's go ahead and take some calls here. We got Vince back on the horn here. What's going on, Vince?
Hey, welcome to the cloud system of 420, Ghost. It's good to have you.
Yeah, it's not something that, I partake in a lot of days out of the week, but it's feeling a little tingly on the head, to say the least, man. I gotta do another bowl here because this other one's cash. I don't have a damn ashtray, so I gotta get a goddamn old beer can, for Christ's sake. Get a goddamn old beer can. Yeah, hey, hold on, Vince. I'm gonna go ahead and take a hit there, man. Do you have some stuff on you?
Yeah, I do, bro. I have a little starfruit. It's called starfruit. It's a sativa dominant strain. So I go with the sativa during the day, so I can, you know, keeps me up, keeps me motivated, so I can do stuff. And then towards the end of the night, I'll put up on some indica, and that will relax me and wind me down, give me a nice.
Yeah, I think that's what this stuff is, some indica. You know, I was taking a look at the different types of stuff. I mean, it's very informative. The different weeds that are out there, that, you know, they actually got pictures of this crap. People are proud of it. You got growers and stuff. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah, it's on for real. And you know what? There's some. Speaking of medicinal marijuana, or marijuana and politics, in my hometown where I grew up, San Jose, where Goofy's out of, the city council just yesterday. They had a huge session where they went on all day long. It was like an 8-hour session where they were trying to put a ban on all marijuana dispensaries in the San Jose, the city of San Jose.
Oh man, no way, dude.
And right now there's like over 110 operating in San Jose. And the city council voted last night. They wanted to ban all of them altogether, but they changed it to where they just want to ban all of them except for 10. They're gonna put a rule into effect that there can only be 10 dispensaries in San Jose. And it's pure crony capitalism at its finest. And I actually am a friend of one of the city councilmen members on my Facebook, and I sent him a message. I was like, "What's up, dude? Why are you guys passing this? This is stupid." And he's like, "Well, I voted no." And I was like, "Dude, that's bullshit. You know, you shouldn't." But this is how twisted and liberal this guy is. This guy's supposed to be one of the more conservative, I guess, or moderates. He's like, no. I think we should do incremental regulation so we can whittle it down covertly. And that was his excuse. Like, that was a better plan. He's like, he wanted the same end result, but he just wanted to whittle it down in a roundabout. I was like, what a fucking pussy, you know?
Yeah, oh, man. I mean, you know, Vince, you're really kind of just, you know, ruining the moment here by talking politics, man. You know, I didn't have anything on the agenda, but you're really serious about this, right? I mean, don't you have some of that high grade marijuana, genetically altered tetrahydrocannabinol that you can consume in, and you know, just kind of be in the same frequency that I'm in at this certain time. So, if you'll excuse me there, Vince, I'm just going to, you know, take one more toot here.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah, there you go. As a matter of fact, I mean, I thought that Jimi Hendrix was talking about heroin in that song. You know what I mean?
I thought he was talking about putting it up some other guy's pooper.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding me? Jimi Hendrix?
I heard he was bi. Have you ever seen him in interviews?
Yeah, I know he was kind of out there. There's all that hippie shit. Yeah,
yeah.
But you know, there's no way.
Free love.
No, I don't want to believe it.
Sorry to blow your image, no pun intended. Har.
You know, there's no way. There's no way that Jimi Hendrix was, taking it up the poop chute, or, you know, doing some fudge packing. You know what I mean? Vince, you really besmirched, my show by doing that. But you're calling me a goofball by sitting here saying that because I like Hendrix. Just I'm sorry, Vince. I gotta get him off. I gotta get him out of here. Jesus Christ! Can you believe this crap? Jimi Hendrix taking it up the pooper, for Christ's sake! I mean, have I heard it? I mean, are you kidding me, Vince? Are you kidding me?
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, winning? Anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva e invasora. Nos radioactiva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it!
El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Represent the Bay.
Yahoo.
And our boy, Vincent the Bay. Ah!
Vince is a slop troll.
That's right.
Cactus. We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Dance, dance, dance.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, right, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
Where's one?
I'm a troll.
Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay. Hey, oh yeah, Vincent LeBay back for another random afternoon edition. Apparently, Zeki cried uncle and had to bail. He was hanging out for a while. I didn't get him on the air, and I guess he was butthurt, and he's gone. It was good to see him while he was here. Shouts out to Ghost and the Ghost of Ghost, which that was turn back the clock right there. Anywho, I'm back. Call me 347-826-7667. We can chop it up about what adds. If not, I'm going to just ramble on here about some stuff. So I just saw this out of Wired. Apparently the new MacBook Pros the MacBook Pro I just picked up earlier this year is been totally obliterated by this new version that's coming out. That's the Mac Air apparently is getting some muscle. I don't know. This is out of Wired.com. If you bought a MacBook Pro last year, tough beans. It just got outflanked by its slimmer, smaller cousin, the MacBook Air. According to benchmark tests, the 2011 MacBook Air outperforms every 2010 MacBook Pro. Laptop Magazine reports that 13-inch Air had a performance boost of 100% over last year's Air, scoring 5,860 on the Geekbench test. Geekbench test? Are you kidding me? The Geekbench test. I guess I shouldn't let anything really surprise me these days. It boots in 17 seconds, has a 6.25-hour battery life. The 11-inch Air jumped 149% from a Geekbench score of 5,040 previously. And compared to 5,040 compared to last year's, which was 2024, so like doubled it. It took 19 seconds to boot up, and its battery life blah blah blah. As a direct comparison, the 2010 17-inch MacBook Pro scores a 5,423. So the new 13-inch MacBook Air is more powerful than the 17-inch Pro, and the 11-inch Air is on par with it. That's what they're saying. Okay, so if you've got an 11-inch Mac, the brand new 11-inch Mac Air, you have the computing power equivalent to a MacBook Pro that is out there right now that just came out. The MacBook Pro line, particularly the 2010 MacBook Pros, have been a big target audience for Apple, available in 13, 15, and 17 inches. They feature the most powerful processors in Apple's line of portables. The 15 and 17 inches came standard with 2.9 gigahertz Intel Core i5 chips. Apple's big performance boost for the MacBook Air illustrates its larger plan. The company in recent years has invested less in products for the professional marketplace to focus on hardware for general consumers, including iPhones, iPads, and now the MacBook Air. Apple's steady strides away from the professional marketplace are exemplified in the recent release of Final Cut Pro 10, or X, a dumbed-down version of the video editing tool. I'll say it's more like a fucking retarded version of the video editing tool, and it that angered a lot of many professional video editors. Also, Apple in recent years has been slower with releasing upgrades to the Mac Pro. And here's an obvious tell. Apple hasn't updated its Pro webpage in 2 years. Damn. Last year's MacBook Airs were lauded for their super slim 0.76-inch thickness and less than 3-pound heft. That frame came at a price, though. They housed less impressive Core 2 dual processors, regulating the Air to niche markets that frequent travelers who were looking for just blah, 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 blah. Okay, so you get the picture. They're basically ignoring all the MacBook Pro professional or whatever prosumer market. They're kind of ditching out on the prosumer market, which is kind of fucked. They're going straight consumer, and it's either you have to be a pro or a consumer. No prosumer shit anymore. Whatever. Good times. What do you think, Dunlop 145?
And all you assholes that say that I'm racist, hey, it's the truth.
Yeah,
and
good
all
time.
You assholes that say that
oh,
I'm
really?
Racist,
oh, there's more.
Hey,
oh, there's
it's
more.
The truth.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And
appreciate
all you assholes that
oh,
say
more.
That I'm racist, hey, it's the truth.
Great, thanks. Appreciate the call. Super duper. Hey, phones are wide open. Anybody can join the conversation or not. But, yeah, that was one of the things that stuck out to me today. What else is going on? Well, Kishi's really butthurt at me for some reason. Notice how... Oh, wait, let me look at the chat room. Okay, notice how... Let's see, who do we got in here? Capitalizing, Captain Scarlet, Flyover Territory, J. Mackin, Megan S., Mystery Man Ryan, Neutralize, Raul Duke, Stabby McCugs, and Static. Good times, people. Yeah. Notice no Kishu or Bobo in the chat. Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. Never see those two around much anymore. Yeah, the Raul Duke is in the building. That's my home Negro. Raul Duke. No profile picture for Raul Duke and no show page, unfortunately. That would be interesting though to see a Raul Duke BTR show. So, yeah, so things are, so anyways, Kishu's been butthurt at me lately. I don't know what that's all about. She's been showing her boobies to other boys on the internet and flirting with a lot of hacker kids hackers and trolls. And, yeah, I don't know what her deal is. But it is what it is. The incognito movement continues to work very stealthily under the surface of the internet. Incognito, I am vast. I do not like to exonerate. I tend to remember stuff. Prepare for me. Please hold me. My parents just don't understand. I am incognito. What else is going on today? The Vince in the Bay Times is out. What's up with that? I can't forget. I have this paper, my own paper. That's if everybody's got those that aggregates all your tweets into a newspaper. Ooh, with the Unpatriot Act. Wow. Oh, yeah. So I guess the United States government is supposed to default in a couple of weeks. What's that all about? How's that going? Is that really going to happen? Like, it's to the point now where I'll just walk down the street and random people will just turn to me and say, "It's all going to hell in a couple of weeks. It's all going to end. All these people, they're going to be in bread lines in 2 weeks. That's it. It's over. Just saying. Have a good day." Seriously, some dude like essentially did that to me. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what some random guy said to me on the street the other day. Kind of freaked me out. Let's see what Pivot Idiot is all about. Go ahead, Pivot Idiot.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, dude? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm starting to miss Ghost.
Yeah, no shit, dude. It's been a week.
Yeah. I mean, I bet he's going to miss all Friday.
Dude, I think he's going to be gone for a while, dude. I think he's taking a serious break. He might even just, I bet you, I wouldn't be surprised if he just holds out till the end of the summer and waits for all the summer fags to go back to school.
I know. But seriously, the day he comes back, everyone's going to just, it's just going to be I don't know, but still. Wonder when he is coming back.
Not sure. No clue.
Yeah. I really miss that guy.
Yeah,
sure,
I have no
summer fags.
Have you been? I have. You know what? I haven't been to. I haven't been to Capitalist Army in the Army in a while. Has there been any updates at Capitalist Army?
Let me check.
I just pay attention to them on Twitter and BTR, and I've seen no activity in either place, so.
I know. Also, on the default, I don't think it will.
Dude, you are hideously Patriot Gregging, bro. Do you know the term Patriot Greg?
Patriotic, basically.
No. It's a special term that we developed here on Blog Talk Radio. Some people use this term. Basically means that you're having some dropouts in your Skype connection.
Sorry. I apologize. So
you're cutting in and out really bad. Are you connected to like a really crappy? Are you stealing your neighbor's Wi-Fi? Is what I'm essentially asking you.
No, I have I'm not a freeloader.
Okay, well then you need to upgrade whatever Wi-Fi connection you have or hardline when you come into the show because maybe stop playing like those five video games in the background and shut down all the porn websites and the chat roulette boxes. Just like shut all that down and it should run just fine.
Can you just put me on hold?
If Lobster Pots? Are you kidding me? Some kid named Lobster Pots is calling it. Do you know this kid?
No.
Not familiar with his work? All right, let's check him out. Hey, what can I call you? Pivot? Is that what you want to be called?
Just me.
All right, you know what? I have no clue who you are or what you're saying, because seriously, you're Patriot Gregging so idiotically. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Chill out. We'll come back to you. Maybe things will smooth out. Your technology will get straightened out, and we'll resume. So let's go to Lobster Pots. What's up, Lobster Pots?
Hey, Vince.
Hey, what's up? Who are you? Are you Lobster? Is that who I call you? What I call you?
I'm Static in the chat room, so just call me that if you want.
You're who?
Static.
Static? Oh, yeah. Static. Oh, okay, right on. What's up, Static?
Oh, no, just calling in, because you seem pretty lonely.
I am kind of lonely. I miss Ghost. Everybody, a lot of people here miss Ghost.
Yeah,
and,
I miss Ghost.
And you miss him too?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's not the same without him here every afternoon.
Yeah,
and I miss all the fruit bowls in the chat room with their pink fonts. They've been coming to my shows late night, some of them, and turning all their fonts pink and doing all that crap. Oh, Capitalizing wants me to play my Lulzboat song. That was a very dangerous request, because a lot of people kind of aren't feeling it, but hey, I'll play it. What the fuck? I don't care. It features Ghost. It's Vince in the Bay featuring Ghost. So here it is. This is via request for who the fuck requested this? I forgot. All right, don't matter. Let me see real quick. I think I know who it is. Capitalizing, yes, Capitalizing. This is for you, honey, or dude, or whoever you are. By request, jump aboard, kids. Let's get fired up here. Call in. The party's just starting. We're not even done with the first hour. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Be right back. Love. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and Lowe's. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you. Lowe's boat.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lowe's boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And Lowe's won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's Lowe's. Welcome aboard. It's Lowe's.
Earlier today on the Ghost program.
Hey, Ghost.
Hey, what's going on, Vince? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, bro. Thanks to the Japanese earthquake, I have now, through the wonders of the San Francisco drinking water, I have now developed radioactive superpowers, and my testicles are now an abnormal orange, and my cock is erect 24 hours a day. So, ladies, call me. I'm available on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I love your show, Ghost. You're doing a great job. And by the way, it's four wars. Don't forget Pakistan. We're bombing the shit out of them, too.
Oh, yeah, we are. We are bombing the hell out of Pakistan with those drones. You're absolutely right there, Vince. So you're actually getting exposed to radioactive material out there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, I mean,
they're telling us that it's like 118 times the normal amounts of radioactivity, but then again, the normal amount of radioactivity is zero. So you can times zero by a billion, and you still get zero.
So, I mean, are you going to stay out there in the coast, or are you thinking about, getting the hell out of Caliphus?
What do you want me to do, Ghost? You want me to bring the radioactivity with me to you? Is that what you want?
Well, no. I mean, I'm just concerned about you. I mean, hey, if you want to segregate yourself out there with all the radioactive jihudis out there in California, that's you. But I'm just saying, I'm a little concerned. You listen in, you call up. I mean, why don't you go out and get the hell out of there, for Christ's sake? I mean, what do you want to be, radioactive man or something?
Well, it's too late. I already am. But, no, I've thought about that seriously. And, I'm in a lucky situation. I'm a single guy, ladies. Again, I'm available. And, I can easily pick up and leave, no problemo. I mean, if I really feel that I need to. And my favorite conspiracy theorist here on BTR, the One Angry Jew, brought up this concern really early on, like almost like immediately when it was deemed that this was a huge spill and it was, you know, potentially going to contaminate all of Japan and maybe get out here. The Jew was grilling me, telling me, he's like, okay, are you packed up? What are you doing? And it definitely has crossed my mind, but I don't know, man. I kind of feel like we are exposed to so much goddamn radioactive material day to day. Like, I sit in front of two computer screens. I wear headphones. I have got a cell phone. I got so much goddamn electronic shit all around me to the point where I'll short out my goddamn apartment because I got so much crap, you know, plugged into the and draining so much juice. So, I mean, there's studies just about the radioactivity that we're exposed to on a daily basis. I mean, we've only been around these devices for 10, 15 years. We don't even have studies on what these things are doing to us. So I'm not so worried about the nuclear thing. If I was in Japan, I'd be shitting my pants. I'd get the fuck out of there. But I'm 3,000 miles or 5,000 miles away. There's a lot of water in between us, so I'm not shitting bricks yet, but it's on my radar. Trust me, I'm paying attention.
Are you planning on eating a good lobster or a good piece of seafood any time in the future?
Absolutely not. No. In fact,
that's what I thought. I'm fasting, bro.
I need to lose some weight anyway, so I'm trying to exercise. I'm trying to stay fit and just lots of fluids, baby. But not. But you know, use the filter, use the Berkey water filter, and you know, do what you got to do.
I hear you. Anyway, I want to thank you for calling up, Vince. You want to, you know, give any shout-outs or anything?
I want to say shout-out to, who was in the chat room? Oh, Kishu. She had an unfortunate caller earlier. Her phone died on her during the middle of her call, and she didn't get a chance to finish. So I hope she gets a chance to be back on, and you guys should check me out. I'm on every night, 9 p.m. Pacific, right here on BTR.
All right, man. Hey, thanks, Vince. I appreciate your call, man, and good luck with the radioactive testicles, man. I mean, hopefully that gets you somewhere. Maybe you'll grow a third schlong or something. I mean, who the hell knows?
Hit it!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di rientro autoceo in finale in
qualcosa.
Down goes Frieza! Down goes Frieza! Down goes Frieza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Aw, yeah. What up? Vince is back and here to service you. Call me, 347-826-7667. Pivot is with me. Pivot, you are away. Who again?
Captain Scarlet.
Captain Scarlet. Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Yes. I got
Are you on Twitter?
No. I don't go on Twitter usually.
I don't usually not go on Twitter.
Anybody making fun of my grammar?
Okay, you're still having the same Patriot Greg action. Serious. Captain, it's Captain Scarlet in the green room with the Patriot Gregging.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
And I also have Lobster Pots. Wait, Lobster Pots is who?
Stuffy.
You're Stuffy? Stiffy? Wait, what?
Static.
Static, right. Static. Static, are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter.
Well, I don't have any serious comments on Twitter.
I don't need
Strictly trolling only.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like, nothing major. I've only got a couple of accounts with, like, one or two posts on there.
Good shit, man. Good shit, Maynard. So what's in the news or what's going on in your universe that's intriguing to you at this juncture?
Not much. I think. I don't really follow the news that much.
You don't follow what?
No, I'm just like the news or anything really.
Oh, what about? Is there any juicy gossip or anything? What do you follow?
Not much.
You just troll people, that's it?
Well, occasionally. I don't know.
Do you play video games?
Yeah.
What's your favorite video game?
Probably The Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion.
Sweet. Let's take this call. 111, you're on the air. Caller, what's up?
Hey, Vince, how's it going? It's Eric.
Oh, my man. Eric from Flyover Territory to the rescue. Thanks for coming through, man. What's going on, dude?
Oh, just breaking up scuffles amongst the munchkins and the like, and having to feed their needy little beaks because they got them all up going cheep, 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 and, you know, the usual.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
Going to call in earlier, but I got interrupted from that. So, because, you know, I thought that we were going to be basically, you know, just cracking on folk.
It's all good, man. We're still trying to ramp up to speed here, dude. I just am trying to fill the void that would normally be filled by a ghost. Warning his the lack of his presence. And a lot of these kids are calling in. Listen to these kids that call in. They're just dejected. This Captain Scarlet, Static, they just sound like defeated.
Yeah. It's like their purpose balloon just got deflated.
Yeah. They're like... It's kind of like when Jerry died. When Jerry died, all the deadheads were like, "Oh my God, what now?"
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, hard. Yeah, because there are some that are sitting out there that will be thinking, 16 years? Really? I thought it was last month, man. You know how they'll be.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And
how
what was up? What was up with that one county or city councilman or whatever it was that you were talking about that was going to be shutting down, you know, basically the THC distribution mills? What was up with that?
Oh, yeah. They voted. The city council of San Jose voted to – oh, what did – I got to track down the exact article. But the city council of San Jose essentially – passed some measure where they said that they were going to limit the amount of dispensaries within their boundaries. They were going to limit it to 10. And currently
what would the criteria be, though?
I haven't even looked into it. I don't know. I haven't paid close enough attention, but I think it's basically pay to play. It's crony capitalism at its finest.
In other words, the ones that look like, well, the ones that look like what? You know, spa boutique type things as opposed to a head shop?
I don't know. I think the ones that probably can lobby the best are gonna magically get consolidated down. I don't know how they're gonna do it. Maybe they're gonna raid all of them and just say, show us your papers, and then all the people that are legit, maybe grandfather them or whatever, give them immunity, but say like they're not gonna add any more until it gets down to 10. Who knows? God knows what sort of a mess they've gotten themselves into. I think it's totally retarded. I think it's insane. And I don't currently live in San Jose, but I grew up there, and I, you know people that are there, and just know the people that this affects, and it's kind of bullshit.
Could you imagine that happening in Frisco proper? Do you realize what an upheaval that would cause?
I don't know. They outlawed circumcision here.
Yeah, because you got to go outside the county just to get that done if you happen to be of a Christian or Jewish faith. I know that.
Yeah. So just kind of like that, the stoners in San Jose have, you know, or in some of the there's some counties or cities in California that don't allow it at all. So if you know the people that live there have to go elsewhere.
Yeah, that's quite true, and not just for smoke or you know whether you want to get a portion of your skin removed or you know get your smoke on, and in some city structures the way they're done governmentally just a lot of times don't make sense. We got the same kind of thing sometimes here in Nashville. You know, they're trying to shut down one of the biggest booze emporiums that's been a staple here for over 50 years. Because why? They sell mega huge size jugs of like, you know, like the gallon decanters of like Jack Daniels and Southern Comfort and the like, right? And all because a bunch of Middle Tennessee State University and Vanderbilt University dweebs who are old enough to drink, by the way, go down there and buy them and get busted with the receipt at their semi-illegal party. Now all of a sudden certain highfalutin members of the city council want to get all up in arms about it. And that's gonna be coming down the pike, and it's gonna anger a lot of alcoholics, you know. It'll thrill a bunch of Tennessee moonshiners though. They'll be happy as a pig in poop, you know. So that's their thing.
Yeah, it's a shame these alcoholics. They're polluting our communities. They pollute my airwaves on my show. When I do my show late at night, oh God, I have to fend them off like with a fly swatter. They're insane. They're everywhere. I get Melissa Hopkins. I get Goofy. Well, thank God Goofy Bone has been put away. Ghost is like the biggest
propagandist
Goofy Bone of all
is
time.
In a psych. Whoa, hold on a second, Vince. Goofy Bone is in a psych ward?
Goofy Bone is in, no, he's not in a psych ward. He's in jail, I think.
Oh, he's in lockdown, as Lil Wayne would call it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Goofy is in lockdown.
What the heck did he do? Something stupid?
I heard he got into a bar fight and whatever, so he got pulled up on some charges, and he hasn't come back since. I don't know if he's still in jail or what's up. I have no clue. He's just kind of MIA at this point.
Well, that's kind of like the same mill kind of crap that went around about Ranger, Corey. Remember a few months
Corey
ago?
I just saw him in a chat room today.
Yeah, I know, but think about it. He's been MIA since what, January?
Yeah, it's not necessarily.
And I remember that rumor floating around at the end of February when I was getting ready to ship out. I'm not gonna state who propagated said rumor, but let's just say it's one of the people that he would denigrate on a regular basis. So, needless to say, but it's part of that whole BTR drama. To me, this reminds me of nothing more than an AOL popular AOL chat room from 15 years ago.
It is. It totally is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, except
Desert
on steroids.
Desert Rose is guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. Debbie Daly's guilty of it. It's just that's what it is. Ecologenesis is guilty of it. You know, back in the day, there was all kind of Goofy's obviously guilty of it. Actually, Ghost, to his credit, he creates his own little drama and memes and stuff. He doesn't branch outside of it much at all.
Wags has done it. Lee
Wags
and
like a master
got
of it.
That three-way argument for the longest time. But who amongst you that you know here on BTR stays above that fray? I ask you this.
I know who likes to pretend he does, who talks a good game like he does, and his name's Eric from Flyover Territory. He's really good at pretending to be a white knight above the fray, goody two shoes. But I know what's up. I'm on to you, dude. Subtle white hat trolling techniques. I know what's up, dude. You have kids that you come from your generation, plus you know all the new hip shit because your kids are living it right now. So you can play both sides of the fence, dude. I know what's up.
You know what? To quote Snidely Whiplash, curses foiled again.
And Cowpote wishes he could be. Cowpote wants to be hip and like into it, but he's just got a kid. He doesn't have kids. He just has a cat. He has a cat.
Well, having a cat is not going to be that specific.
Cowpote, are you still? Well, I got Cowpote in the chat room. Cowpote, are you still doing your videos on YouTube? I haven't seen any of those lately. There was a time there he was doing like chugging out like two of these videos a day. Him and his coworkers at work. They're obviously like back in the shipping and receiving. You know, clowning around between pallets, wearing wigs and like talking like they're ladies and what? Oh, it's just insane, dude. This guy's out of control.
So it was like the UPS version of Monty Python.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that. But I don't know. He works in some warehouse. It's weird. He's got some warehouse.
That's the flavor I got from it.
Yeah, and I think they manufacture like sports memorabilia. They have to because I swear to God, he was doing his videos. He did one parody video of me, and he had some like doll who was obviously a mannequin and you know something that you would use to like display – oh, I don't know, sports memorabilia, sports clothing. And that was Vince in the Bay, and he had a 49ers World Champions hat on. He's like, hey, it's Vince in the Bay. And then he's like, what'd you think of my video? I was like, oh, it was cool, except for the hat. You know, I'm a Raider fan. I don't like the Niners. He's like, oh, okay, cool. Like, seriously, like an hour later, there's a new video up with me, same exact thing, but with the Raiders hat on now. And dude, I swear he's got his speculation sports hat. He's always got all these custom hats and stuff. It's insanity. So he's got some connect. He works in a warehouse at like
only caught a couple
NFL .com memorabilia site warehouse.
Just make sure they lock the doors and don't let OJ in. He will rob the place. Yeah.
He says we make hair. What is he talking about? We make hair. Whatever, dude.
Okay, like a wig distribution firm, something. Maybe the Locks of Love people for all the cancer victims who turns out the Locks of Love is not really, let's see, you got to pay to play, which I'm still pissed off about. Remember, for the longest time, Locks of Love was for cancers and, you know, those who have lost their hair from the chemo or the radiation, and it was a donate your hair kind of thing. Only now they make those poor ladies and little kids and whatnot have to buy said wigs. Kind of sucks, don't you think?
Bitches.
Yeah, and they're still a, 501(c). So I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Check this out, dude. There's a new thing that's sweeping the internet, interwebs now. It's a new revolution that's going against Anonymous now. It's called Incognito.
Is that the counter crew?
It's a new counter crew. It's a brand new counter crew.
No. I remember when Anonymous was first. No, that's not what I mean. did they just rename their branding or whatever?
No,
because
no,
I remember
no. this
right
is
after Anonymous became big. Well, right after Anonymous became big, this other bunch called themselves Counter Crew. And I didn't know if this is a branch off or a morphing.
I don't know. What's
what?
That Counter Crew all about? I had never even heard about it, the Counter Crew. Tell me about them.
They had nowhere near the population base like Anonymous does. You know, because Anonymous, gosh, if you go in the IRC chat, my God, it's like scroll. It's worse than an active BTR room.
Yeah.
And I just can't get my head wrapped around it because, you know, basically, and this is the thing that I can't wrap my head around. Why would you be thinking that, and this is, you know, in regard to the Anonymous folks, because obviously they back WikiLeaks, why would you think that someone is wrongly imprisoned, i.e. Bradley Manning, why would you think he's wrongly imprisoned because he violated his security declaration while in an active conflict zone? He broke the law. So therefore, he has to be incarcerated. There is no choice in the matter.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. My problem is with how are they interrogating him and treating him right now? He's been held without trial. He, like anybody, has a right to, you know, a speedy trial, and I don't think he's getting it. I think he's just being held indefinitely, and I don't think that's fair, regardless of what he did.
Part of it is because they're trying to do the whole security breach trackdown. I can tell you that right now.
And it's taken, what, 3 years?
No, not even that long.
How long has he been in custody? He's been in custody like over a year.
He's been in custody just shy of a year and a half.
And they're probably on to him. And hopefully, if they had two wits about him, which I put in question, but I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, they were on to him a year or two before that and finally, you know, put two and two together.
Well, yeah, but look at the whole thing with Nidal Hassan, you know, the Fort Hood shooter. His has taken over a year and a half.
See, these are the examples,
just to get
though,
a trial date set.
When people make blanket statements, just as an aside, when people make blanket statements like, I support the troops, and I'll disagree and say, no, you know what, I don't support all of the troops. It's because of people like the Fort Hood shooter. I don't support that troop. I'm still debating how much I support Bradley Manning, but I could see why people would not want to support him. And I've seen plenty of YouTube videos of, Marines throwing a puppy over a cliff and laughing about it. I don't support those troops. There's like, you know what I mean? I support the ones that are out there that are doing things for the right reasons and they're keeping their noses clean and they're, you know, good, valiant people. I'm down with them. I support their asses. I mean, technically, I support all of them because the tax dollars don't, you know, they don't see fucking color or any of that bullshit. But you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, look at it this way. Like the YouTube videos out there that were floating around post-surge in 2007 and 2008 that showed guys in Iraq that were, you know, that were taking donated school supplies to recently rebuilt Iraqi schools and whatnot. You didn't hear anything about that, but you sure as hell heard about the Marines tossing puppies over a cliff. And it's that whole if it bleeds, it leads kind of mentality
that video footage that wasn't that part of what that Bradley Manning exposed was that video footage?
Well, first of all, that was a righteous shoot because in that zone they weren't supposed to openly carrying weapons. And that's the reason why it got called in. And that's the part that Bradley Manning just doesn't seem to get his head wrapped around, and neither can Julian Assange. Because if you're openly carrying weapons in that conflict zone, at that time frame, by the way, that was 2007, that was pre-surge, by doing so, those guys were already in violation, okay? What's not known is the fact that all you see is just the gun camera footage. You don't get to hear any of the radio chatter previously because those guys were suspected of snapping off some rounds at some MPs that were going through on a patrol in Humvees, okay? And all this will come out in court, okay? So that's assured. It's just like with the whole Breitbart thing. The whole Shirley Sherrod thing will come out in court, and a bunch of people are going to have egg on their faces for being a bunch of douchebags, period. And, of course, we've already caught Julian Assange in a lie anyway, Vince, right? Last summer he said,
I don't have any secret
State Department.
Julian
cable.
Assange is he's just a media whore. He's a media freakazoid whore, propagandist. I don't give him any credibility at all. He's just trying to get some shine on him.
No, he's trying to get some more donations is what he wants. That's the bottom line. He can claim that he is nonprofit and all the rest of that, but he wants moolah, baby, period. He wants moolah, accolades,
lots of groupies. He's just like Ingrid from PETA. Same thing. Ego-driven, humanitarian, blah, 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 401c3 or whatever the hell it is, nonprofit status. Yeah, right. It's just like all these foundations that all these other people have, the Ford Foundation, the Soros Foundation, all this stuff. It's just some spot where these tycoons can launder their money or evade taxes.
Feel good about it.
Yeah, and feel like, oh, we're helping the animals, you know.
Yeah. We're helping out the underprivileged in Africa by paying off their despot leaders. Like that big push for Zambia and for Zimbabwe. What the hell is up with that? Oh, great. Give Robert Mugabe some more money. He doesn't care about his people. Not when he basically says, guess what, guys, I'm president for life. Boom, that's it. You know? I mean, come on. Get real. The guy was talking about helping the common man and blahzy, blahzy, blahzy back in 1977, and look where we are here now, 34 years later. Nope. Sorry. Zimbabwe, formerly Rhodesia, is in a shitload worse situation than it was back then. And now all of a sudden people are alerted, oh, my God, they're killing rhinos and elephants again for their ivory. Duh. Been going on for the last 2.5 years. Thank you, Vanity Fair, for finally catching up. Thank you, USA Today, for finally going ahead and getting some nuts and shipping a reporter and a photographer in there. Thank you. It's only been on the web for the longest, but then us new media types, we don't know nothing, right? Because we're not professionals. And there's my anti-establishment rant for a moment.
Yeah, fight the man. Fight the power, G.
Yeah, you bet.
Or E, fight the power, E.
Thanks, appreciate that.
E rock, rocket E.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
It, man. No, man, I dig it. I dig your style, bro. Let's take this call here. Area code 931, you're on the air with Vince and Eric from Flyover Territory. What's up?
Hey, Vince in the Bay. It's old Brutus from Chronicle.su. How you doing?
Oh, yeah, in the building, Chronicle.su.
That's an
What's going on?
I was listening to your guest talk about the 2001... the gunship, the man shooting on those people, collateral damage released by Julian Assange in 2010, I think it was. Was it like the spring of 2010? You know what I'm talking about, caller?
Actually, the video for that was on LiveLeak before then.
Okay, yeah, the video. We were in Washington, D.C. when Julian Assange stood by that video, and I did hear the radio chatter, and those were
okay. Did you hear the radio chatter that's not on that gunship video? That's what I'm basically asking.
He shot unarmed people.
Okay,
and
let's go back to that. You had a passel of folks out there that were openly carrying weapons. Yes or no?
The robbers.
That's a yes/no kind of question.
The Reuters.
No. That's not what I asked you. Did you have a bunch of people that had already ID'd having things like RPGs and PKM machine guns?
They said they looked like RPGs, but they definitely were not. They were tripods and shit.
How many tripods do you have to have?
They were all news people.
No. It's real simple. It's real simple, okay? How many tripods do you got to have? For one camera is one tripod, right?
It wasn't just...
There would have only been one visible thing shown.
Wait. I thought there were actual rounds fired previous or something. I thought there was some... some visible evidence that they shot, not some circumstantial sort of like, oh well, there's some little thing right there that could or could not be a tripod. I thought there was some, without a shadow of a doubt, evidence that there was some sort of firearms.
There was. That's the reason why those coordinates were called in.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Some of that stuff can be manipulated, too. That same kind of shit is going down right now with this Bayview shooting that just happened. There's so much sort of hearsay and, of course, a lot of emotional and political feelings are being injected to the popular conversation. But as far as just, like, evidence that has trickled out, there's been so much, like, the police have said, like, well, we have this shot chart because we have this thing that through satellites or whatever, like can track the blast at certain times, and we had, you know, gunpowder on the guy, the suspect's or hand, and blah blah blah, and somebody found the somebody allegedly ran away with the weapon that the guy had. Like, apparently he had a gun, but he dropped it, and when police came after him, they didn't see it, and they didn't see it anywhere on him or anywhere. And allegedly, somebody ran away with it, and they tracked it down like an hour or two later. And there's just so much like hearsay and stuff that could be easily tampered with. And this police department has a history of tampering with evidence and crap too. So it's like you never even know what the real story is. And I think the same thing's going on with that. It sounds a little sketchy to me. It doesn't sound like a slam dunk case for the government or the party, the guys that shot off these rounds. Like, if they knew that was a camera crew, but there also was some shooters in there, I don't know, man. I don't think I would have just like started blowing people away. I mean, they could have just sat there and just sat on them and waited for them to fire out.
The cameraman just laid there dying on the ground. He was obviously unarmed, and the helicopter gunner is like making noises as he shoots him. He's like, come on, let me shoot him. Let her shoot. Sweet.
Oh yeah. These are examples of some of the troops that I don't know if I support some of these kids. Like I think some kids get into the military, like other kids decide to turn to crime. They just want to fuck shit up. And this is an excuse.
They
want to
be the first kid on their block. Right. They want to be the first kid on their block to get a confirmed kill.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. It's like, and it comes back to this whole video game culture of just blowing shit up and fucking shit up. And if you're just really disaffected and feel like you have no future, geez, I and you've got all this suggestive shit coming at you and consuming your mind and your verbiage and everything. It's no wonder a lot of these kids get in there and just decide, they're just like, oh, this is a real thing. This isn't a game anymore. I can fucking do it, baby. I can go home and tell people I did this shit for real. And I can see it. It's sick.
Me for bragging rights.
Yeah, I don't know if I support that troop. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but like I said, it's all going to be found out in the wash in the end.
But that's
Bradley Manning. I don't know about Bradley Manning. I will reserve judgment on him as well. I read some of those cables between him and that hacker that outed him.
The lame-o guy.
Yeah, dude, those guys are too little. Talk about some fruit bowls. Oh my goodness! Wow, those two guys were just fruiting it up. That's all I learned about that. It was just like this guy. Like at one point, Bradley Manning was thinking of having a sex change. I don't know if I mean. Maybe he has just a wry, you know, sense of humor, or maybe he's a fucking freak of nature, and he got caught up in the military because he felt he had nothing, you know, nowhere else to go. It's like, geez, I'll be a priest going to the church? No, I'm gay, so I might as well go into the military and just, you know, whatever, pay for college.
Well, he
probably got outed when he was in the military, got teased and bullied. And then was pissed off and butthurt when he got out. So it's just like, well, you know what, bitches? Like, same thing I did, you know. I got butthurt and pissed off, and I lashed back, and I got caught. And I think that's what he's doing, too. I don't think...
Well,
I don't
no,
think
he was still in the military.
And let's face it, let's face it. What he leaked, what did he really leak, though? Was it anything, I mean, anything that we wouldn't have already guessed on our own? I mean, do we... And
that's
the thing that always
gets
me about all this stuff.
It's all
about, I mean, I get it. It's about, you know, getting access to information, you know, that's classified. I get it. You know, that's wrong.
Right.
But, you know, even if it does, like... But I don't know. There's just so many elements to this that really make it frustrating to digest, I guess is the way to put it.
Go ahead.
It's because he's just an everyday guy like you or me. Like he was.
No, but he's not though. He's not though. I don't want to vagina.
I think he actually.
All right. I don't keep my mommy and daddy as much as he does. I love my parents. I had a very good relationship with them. They didn't touch me inappropriately at all.
Oh, so I didn't realize that had gone on. But what? I guess what I'm talking about is like when I was reading those communications between he and that other guy, Lameau. I remember him saying something like, "I just want to make sure that." Because he did sort of intelligence to and whatever and like their communication systems. He said, "I just want to make sure that my people are safe, that these guys can get back home to their families." And so he strikes me as somebody who also is like not against the troops, but not for all of them. Certainly not the ones that were like picking on him and stuff. But I think he was a humanist overall.
Well, God knows
about
he
his
was...
daddy touching him.
Well, God knows he played preferential politics when it came to sub-Saharan Africa. He only really think about it. When what he released to Assange ended up using and putting out there. Why do you think the Algerians got so riled up about it 6 months before the Arab Spring, quote unquote? Thanks, NPR, for that bullshit term, by the way.
It's gone now.
They didn't
now
say anything.
Wait.
No. He didn't expose any of the. And this is a thing that really kind of burns my toast about Julian Assange. He never, ever, ever says anything against anybody that is of a Marxist, Stalinist kind of state, like Robert Mugabe. He doesn't do it. And
yeah,
I'll bet you
that's the double standard I hate about all of people on both sides.
He didn't talk about that. He only talked about the countries that were either neutral toward the West or pro-West. Those are the only ones he really released. All the other ones, I think, that were just as damning, I think he kept close to the vest and didn't release them.
And
that's
I'm pretty
I,
sure
honestly,
wasn't WikiLeaks initially developed under the guise of being something that was going to expose Chinese secrets?
Originally, yeah.
How did it get perverted into the opposite? How did it get perverted into the exact opposite?
Because
Americans had access, and the Chinese, they, you know, what do? They throw you away on a, they'll just behead you in front of your family or something. And Americans
don't behead.
Lead the way in technology.
The Chinese first of all, they incarcerate you, then they move you back to indoctrination camp, where obviously your programming failed. That's how the Chinese operate. Either that or you remain a dissident, and then you're just allowed to die without any sort of proper food or health care while in said gulag. They took a page out of the old Stalinist playbook when it comes to that. Or they'll work them to death. They've done that before. And so here's the key thing about it. Julian Assange is a socialist douchebag. And if it's something that's going to be anti-West, anti-capitalism, anti-free enterprise, he's going to hammer it as often as he humanly can. And especially when he considered – and he'll say things like at TED conferences where, oh, Britain and Australia are nothing more than the lapdogs of the United States. Well, lapdog of blah, 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 imperialist nation, isn't that the same kind of crap – that Nikita Khrushchev used to spout off over 50 years ago, banging a shoe
Nikita
on
Khrushchev
on his desk.
Releasing cigarettes.
Excuse me?
Nikita Khrushchev was not losing secrets like Julian Assange was. I mean, Julian Assange will release...
I'm saying the terminology. Because imperialist lapdogs is the term that Khrushchev called NATO and the Brits and Australia specifically.
Well, who cares what the guy talks about? I mean, look what he's actually doing. He's releasing government secrets. He'll release Chinese secrets if somebody gives them to him.
But that's just it. There's okay. He's not getting anything from the Chinese. Nothing is going out there.
No. Thank you. Well, I mean, so maybe the Chinese need to step up. How is that Assange's fault that nobody has contributed any Chinese secrets?
Gee, maybe it's because they can't. Or gee, maybe because it's anti-West. Did you ever stop to think about that?
Well, I mean, one of us had to because we're having this discussion, but how can you condemn Assange for not having...
Okay, basically you got releases that are done by somebody who got butthurt because the president that he loved so much and tried to do so much for was not moving fast enough to satisfy his need, okay? And let's face it, guys like Bradley Manning, every bit of their political core comes from their crotch, not from their heart and not from their head because they're selfish. They don't care about other people, period. They only care about themselves and getting their jizz on, period. Okay? Let's cut to the chase. Let's call it what it is. Let's call it what it is. Okay?
That's actually not what it is, though. That's what you're saying it is, sir.
Here's a guy who was picked on constantly in high school because he outed himself, number one. Number two, he partially outed himself while he was in the military, so he was getting ragged on then. Okay? Because let's face it, that whole... one out of every four or one out of every five or one out of every 10, you know, whole thing everybody wants to put out percentage wise is a misnomer. Okay. Yeah. If you're concentrated in some place like where Vince is in the Bay Area, yeah, you're going to have a heavier concentration of them. Cause that's like homo mecca. Come on.
You mean those damn faggots? Is that who you're talking about?
No. I was basically saying homosexual, you know.
You mean those cock-sucking pole climbers?
Well, just because I don't agree with them doesn't mean I hate them, okay? I don't have to play acceptance. I don't have to play the acceptance game. And because I don't play the acceptance game doesn't mean that I hate. I just simply disagree. I don't care. I don't care what they do in their privacy. I really don't. Period. Don't care. Don't care at all. I had gay troops that were under me that served in the almost 2 decades that I was in the military. They
so
were
if you don't care, why does it make a difference in your opinion of Bradley Manning releasing secrets?
The problem is because he violated his SF-312. His SF-312 that he put his John Hancock on and said, I will not release anything of a secret nature, and I will keep operational security at its utmost. He violated that, and he did it in an active conflict zone. Duh, stupid.
Well, and now he's in jail.
Yeah, exactly, where he deserves to be, probably for the rest of his life, because he made a stupid decision with his crotch, not with his head and not with his heart. Period. Simple.
I bet he got laid like mad after he did that, though.
Well, I don't know about that, because probably some – well, first of all, no, there's no contact allowed at Leavenworth.
I mean, in the time that he released it, he was like, dude, look what I did, huh? So I'm not getting
well, yeah, but it's still not going to happen because not long after he released it, the only person who ended up getting lucky after that was Julian Assange, who goes both ways, but that's his bent, whatever.
And he's also still a free man, sort of.
That's what I mean. But Bradley Manning isn't.
So a lot of people are taking the fall to build him up.
Exactly. One of the guys, I think, honestly, if there were some, because I honestly think that a lot of these cables were selectively released, I got a funny feeling he does have some cables that had something to do, and I'm going to go back to sub-Saharan Africa because it's just basically nothing more than one big sorghum-filled bathtub of mess. No matter how you take a bath in it, you'll never get it off because it sticks. And the thing is, they're not going to talk about anything that has to do with Zambia or Mozambique or Liberia or any of the rest of these places. They're just not. Anyhow, Vince, I got a boogie. I'm just going to put myself on mute because one of my munchkins is bugging me for food.
Somebody hacked into my account and they put in a hammer and sickle into the chat. Spammed hammer and sickle in the chat, dude. I don't know what's going on. It's not fucking cool. But you know what? No, the joke's on them because actually, if you look at the way it's laid out in the chat, it kind of looks like the. If you just kind of blur your eyes, squint your eyes a little bit, it kind of looks like the Sons of Liberty flag. Good times.
I can't. I wish I could see your chat, but I don't have. I'm still in the hospital for like another day.
Dude, man, how are they treating you there now, bro? Give us the update on that. What's up with that?
They've been really good to me. I'm off of everything now, so. Like, my lung is free to do its own thing, and it sort of feels like I'm breathing into a... It's like I have a old crinkled-up lunch bag for a lung, but I'm assuming it's inflating all the way. And they've treated me really well.
Wow.
Give me the drugs I need when I need them. Which reminds me, I better order some more drugs. Yep.
Good times. Good times.
I'll order some drugs on the air here, Vince.
So, have you heard about this? Somebody in solidarity with Aaron Schwartz has released an archive containing over 1,800 or 18,000 scientific papers.
Can I get some pain drugs, please? Thank you. So Aaron Schwartz is in solidarity with whom?
No, somebody released an archive of apparently 18,000 scientific papers that were allegedly, I guess, part of some of the papers that he had. He downloaded 4.8 million from JSTOR, and somebody's got a chunk of them and has uploaded them to Pirate Bay, and it's now available as a torrent. The papers were uploaded by a user named Greg Maxwell, who says that his decision to make the large quantity of scientific papers available was a response to the indictment earlier this week of early Redditor and Demand Progress founder Aaron Schwartz, who has been charged with felony hacking and computer fraud for downloading some 4.8 million papers. While the government has labeled Schwartz's actions as, quote, stealing, some have questioned whether that's the right decision for what Schwartz did and whether a possible 35-year sentence is warranted. Software engineer Kevin Webb has penned a post suggesting that some of the walls that the universities put around content, including paywalled services like JSTOR, are as much a problem as Schwartz's attempt to liberate that material. Oh, God. See, now you get the politics, a little sort of like, yeah, they try to like just sort of bend it a little bit just to make it like, oh, we're the victim here. We're the victim. We, the people, are the victim here, not Jason Schwartz, not MIT, the people. The people are victims here.
He was thinking of the people.
It's not it. This isn't about Jason. We're all Jason Schwartz. You know, like yesterday everybody, I'm Sabu. No, I'm Sabu. No, I'm Sabu.
That's about the peak of homosexuality in this whole Sabu thing.
No, I'm the real Sabu. No, I'm Sabu. It's so disgusting, dude. These kids are so like, they're so... They've seen way too many goddamn movies. You know,
they standing up in
no, I'm
in solidarity.
Sabu. No, I'm Sabu. No, I'm Sabu. Oh, my God. Idiots, dude. They're becoming exactly what they were allegedly, like, against. It's all about conformity now, and you know, it's not even about... And you could almost argue that they're not even being anonymous anymore. I mean, they're basically facefagging by you know, creating a handle that they stick to for a long time and become notorious with and develop characteristics and all personalities. I think that kind of like goes, I mean, maybe I'm misreading what Anonymous is all about, but I thought the whole idea was that, you know, you're just kind of, there's right. no character, there's no personality, there's nothing. Like, to me, to have a profile longer than, I don't know, a day and a half would make you not anonymous anymore.
If you're going to keep using it, and unless you're committing some cold, faceless act of hacking, you know, you're not really doing what Anonymous does, and therefore you don't necessarily need to even be anonymous.
Exactly. That's why I was really disappointed, actually, when that Lulz boat thing kept going like a couple of weeks ago. Like, they said, okay, that's it. For 50 days, we made our point. We're out. Peace.
Yeah.
Out. And I was like, okay, I get it. All right, right on.
I like that, actually. I respected it.
Yeah, it was kind of like Michael Jordan just kind of went in there, won his championships, came back, did it again, said, all right, peace out. I know I could keep doing this. I know what's up, but, you know, we made our point late. And then they came back and they wanted more, and it's just kind of like, oh, it's like, you know,
this
just like
around,
movie franchise.
All addicted.
Yeah, and then now they become a franchise and everything that they're supposed to, you know, supposed to be fighting against. It's just,
they'll be on T-shirts one day.
Oh, for sure.
Cat.
Oh, it's not already? Are you kidding me? It's not already?
It probably is. You're right. How silly of me. I'm just out here in the isolated world.
There's already tons of copycats out there, hence the, whatever, 15 or 16 people that got rounded up the other day.
Hey, while we're talking about this, Vince, do you know why I live out in the middle of nowhere in the woods?
No.
Because Anonymous outed me. Anonymous published my information and, like, where I live and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I used to live in Tennessee, and they started publishing my info, my family's address and stuff, and I left. And now I'm sort of living off the grid right now, and I'll be doing
this for
another little while.
It's forced you to actually live anonymously.
That's right.
To really be anonymous.
Yeah, I'm truly anonymous, and you can go on my Hate Fiends Twitter, and even though I've used it for a really long time, you probably never trace it back to who I actually am. I have two Facebook accounts. I have two Twitter accounts, two Tumblr accounts. Actually, I have three Twitter accounts. I have to maintain these two separate lives as I go because of this fucking bullshit virus that actually is these anonymous fucking, like, pranksters and script kiddies and people who think that they're being a badass just because they can expose you and publish all your info. You know, there's like an army of people out there who just want to order you free pizza. But there's that one guy who wants to come and rape you with a broom handle, you know, or go put a shotgun in your face in the middle of the night because he mistook something that you said on the internet. And it's something that he happens to take seriously, like when I accused Anon News of being run by the United States government. I mean, it was partly a joke, but partly some truth that, you know, obviously the government since the 1960s has been influencing and infiltrating these underground groups since before there was internet. And that was the point I asserted, and they didn't like that, and now I have to live anonymously. Yeah.
He became that which he feared. In a world where everyone was being doxxed, he was slowly becoming anonymous.
Against my will.
See, that's the thing, though, is once you do get doxxed, it's a whole new ball game, bro. Suddenly, they don't have anything to hold over your head.
It's true. That's very true.
I've been doxxed many a time, bro. Different troll crews, different random people. I don't know, you caught part of my show last night when Bill Wagoner was on and Wild Goose went, did you hear that when Wild Goose went off on him?
No, actually I was asleep for most of the show. I woke up and called.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the show, Wild Goose, at the end of the show, Kyoto, piped in, Bill Wagoner, who you can Google Bill Wagoner. He's the final boss of the internet.
Was that really Bill Wagoner?
That was really Bill Wagoner. Yeah. And so, you know, anybody who's been around BTR long enough has come across Bill Wagoner and has eventually heard his story and knows what he's all about. And it's all, you know, if you try typing Bill Wagoner's name into the chat room, it censors it as if you would use the F word or the, you know, any other profanity. And there's a long story behind that. But apparently Wild Goose just recently became hip to Bill Wagoner and what in his story. And so last night at the tail end of the show, he spammed my chat room with Bill Wagoner's spam house profile and just read his rap sheet off the spam house website and it got him really fucking pissed off, actually. He got really mad.
Bill Wagoner got mad?
Yeah, Bill Wagoner got mad. So, like, Bill Wagoner's been doxxed so many times in so many different ways. It's just disgusting. And he still gets pissed off out of all, you know, after all these years now. It's been over a year now for solid that he's been hounded by the trolls on the internet. But that guy's gotten trolled pretty fucking hardcore. I mean, there's people that have gotten trolled harder than him, but he's definitely one of the guys that has had his name, literally, besmirched on the internet, as Ghost would say. It's two G's. It's two G's, bro. Smirched. And with an O. Bill Wagoner.
Oh, yeah, okay.
G-G-O-N-E-R.
Huh?
What?
I've seen him before, Bill Wagoner.
There you go. It's W-A-G-G-O-N-E-R.
Yeah. He's on YouTube bashing juggalos and insane clown posse.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's, of course, the Bill Wagoner crew, the BWC, which is the troll crew that spun off of the original troll crew that trolled the shit out of Bill Wagoner and a ton of other hosts on BTR and other platforms as well. And if you ever hear once in a while the BWC, you'll hear that term thrown around here. For a while there was an elite troll crew called the Bill that eventually got known as the Bill Wagoner crew because they sort of their genesis was born out of trolling the shit out of him and his show, and then they subsequently trolled other shows under the guise of his being his crew, his minions, and they called him the final boss of the internet. And they trolled the shit out of me. They would call me on my phone. They text bombed me. The whole nine, dude. I've definitely been through the ringer via the BWC for show. But definitely did not get trolled as hard as some people out there. And I think we might have Eric back from Flyover Territory. What's up, Eric?
Nada. Just got a couple of hungry mouths fed. That got taken care of.
Oh, speaking of, I came in. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say I came back in when you were talking about, you know, besmirching someone's name and character, and
yeah.
I even just typed his last name in the chat and it came up star. You know, so that's the shame that kind of trolling gets to.
Yeah, and speaking of besmirching and Ghost and Bill Wagoner crew, the last time, I would say maybe like 2 or 3 months ago, Bill Wagoner actually called in to the Ghost show, and Ghost like went off on Bill and complained to him about the BWC and how they were trolling him. And here's a clip really quick.
All I'm trying to do is put a broadcast out there for people to learn from so they don't have to sit on their fat asses and complain that I ain't got no opportunity because my kids and all this other crap. And lo and behold, right. I've got, you know, Bill Wagoner crew, you know, shoved so far up my anal passage. I mean, why don't you just tell them to take about 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack already, Bill?
He loves using that 10 feet away from my butt crack line. He uses that for, you just insert whoever is he hates in there. But yeah, the BWC came to fame, or made a splash for me when they appeared on, they trolled BTR for pretty hard for a while, but they don't really troll BTR anymore. They've kind of moved on to YouTube. They more or less specialize in trolling Juggalo YouTube pages. They do like little YouTube battles. They troll, they talk shit back and forth with Juggalos on via YouTube. And some of them also are exclusively Facebook trolls. They've done some notorious Facebook trolling. They did one. I have one. Yeah, I have this clip here. Some kid died in, where was it? Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this kid died in Arkansas. And Brutus, I didn't tell you about this before, did I?
Yeah, they trolled his memorial page.
No, yeah, this kid, yeah, he died, and somebody, I guess this kid was like a troll in his own right, and he died, and I think some of his some of his buddies put up a tribute page, a rip page, and you know, made it look like a legit, like, I think his name was Trevor or Travis or something like Travis.
Travis,
and it looked like a legit Travis rip page, and it got like something like over like 800 hits or something like that, and then slowly but surely they started like the administrator of the post or whatever started just posting like, you know, child porn and all kinds of just crazy shit and like just trolling the fuck out of them. Yeah, whoever established the page in the first place, you know, so nobody could take it down, and everybody was already linked up to it. So you know how Facebook works. If you don't fucking, you know, refine your fucking settings, you see everything you've posted to, you see all the posts to it and everything. So like people that did some shit and it made the news, and here it is.
Hundreds of students are up in arms tonight after a Facebook memorial page for their friend was plagued with graphic images. The page was created under the guise of a tribute page for Travis McAfee, who died from injuries he got in a Christmas Eve car crash. 4029's Kelly Johnson broke the story and talked to dozens of high school students who wanted to speak their minds about this incident.
The Facebook page was created Monday morning and was described as a way to remember Travis McAfee's life. But later that night, and after more than 700 people liked the page, the type of post started to change.
What's going on, everyone? This is the administrator of the page. I just quickly wanted to share that when I first made this page and I first found out that Travis, you know, passed away, I just couldn't stop help but laughing.
This video, posted by a man claiming to be the administrator of the page in loving memory of Travis McAfee, was only one of many things fans of the page found appalling.
I've seen pictures of Travis. They were posting comments on him, making fun of him, taking light of the situation of his death.
Brenton said the page, which included mostly high school members, quickly filled up with X-rated images.
Some of them was pornographic, and others was just outrage, disgusting, made me sick to my stomach.
4029 was first to break this story, prompting a man who calls himself Johnny Smith to call our newsroom. Smith claims to work for an organized group that he said was responsible for the page.
We are teaching young kids today how to like deal with all these things on these social networking sites. And
Smith also says there's someone paying him to do this.
You know, I'm not going to disclose it, but he pays a yearly salary to us because we're one of the, you know, more longer-term members.
It just hurts so bad. I went and made a new page and had people just not like that one because that's terrible for anybody to do to anyone that's passed away.
Friends of McAfee say they're not going to let this taint the memory of their friend.
Tell the people who put all that horrible stuff on Facebook that they're not going to harm us, you know, and they're not going to harm Travis's name or what he did to any of us, because this is not going to happen.
In Fort Smith, Kelly Johnson, 4029 News.
The Fort Smith Police Cyber Crimes Unit wrote to Facebook and had most of the offensive pictures and posts removed.
Ah, yes, the Cyber Crimes Unit. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
I feel safer already.
Yeah, in fact, I believe she even interviewed him one night on the air, and he equivocally said, "No, I'm not paying these people. They're not part of anything like that. They're going on their own, doing their own thing. I've told them to stop. They don't want to stop. They even, you know, they had, the BWC
he would
had,
say that.
Had even
he would."
Well, yeah, but he was also saying that because they'd even cracked on him on a few of their videos.
I've heard him sometimes. Yeah, he has. They've pranked him like a bazillion times.
Oh, they pranked him. In fact, didn't they use pictures of his own kids one time?
Oh my God! There's so many animations. It's ridiculous. It's insane. There's so many YouTubes out there. If you just go to YouTube.com and throw in Bill Wagoner's name, you'll entertain yourself for probably a good solid week.
Easily. Well, some of them are entertaining. Some of them are not. And by the way, just to let you know, Travis's last planking was into the tree trunk of the oak tree that he sailed through the window to make contact with.
Hey,
so that's how he ended up getting all those injuries.
Hey, while I have you here, old Brutus, I want to get your insight onto this. Have you been keeping up with this Charles Arthur on Sabu, or alleged Sabu, little Twitter spat? Brutus, are you there? Did I lose him? Old Brutus, are you there? Did I lose me? Can you guys hear me? Old Brutus, are you there? Are you muted? Hello? Is this thing on? Eric, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're broadcast. I can hear you.
Eric's taking care of me right now.
Oh, okay. He's being administered to. I see what's up. Okay, let me preface this really quick. I'm a Twitter whore, and I follow both. I follow a lot of these lulzsec people, except for Anonymous, who Anonymous Sabu, who blocked me. But I still follow Topiary and Lulzsec and all those people still. And I noticed, and I also follow Charles Arthur, who's like a writer for, I think it's The Guardian, maybe? Yeah, The Guardian. He's the tech editor for The Guardian. And him and Sabu had some little Twitter battle, like late night, early morning. And I caught wind of some of it, and it was interesting. And at a certain point, the dude, what's his name, the writer guy, alleged that it wasn't even Sabu typing. It was Topiary or whatever. How the fuck you say his name? The guy that writes for the main Lulzsec account. It just seemed like his sort of witty witticisms and whatnot, and it didn't seem characteristic of Sabu, so this reporter was sort of putting that into question, and I don't know, it was kind of interesting following the back and forth. Did old Brutus, did you follow any of that? Oh, damn, she sounds hot. That's his nurse. She sounds really sexy. Damn. I wish I had a little nurse action going on myself. Oh, hey, Eric, are you still there?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, what's up with that Euro chick? What was her deal?
I honestly can't say. She vacillates back and forth, and I honestly can't put a quantitative factor on it. I really just can't.
Oh,
I'm
Steven
still trying
Soderbergh?
To get my head wrapped around it.
Yeah, me too. Steven Soderbergh has.
Well, I mean, she said some. Well, no, what I mean is, she'll praise somebody and then in the same breath denigrate somebody else, and I'm trying to figure out where all that's coming from. Unless she already has a history with that individual and it's just somebody that she's already got the whole talk to the hand thing going.
Steven Soderbergh, new film coming out called Haywire, starring American Gladiator Gina Carano. And she's doing an espionage thriller filled with double crosses. She's doing all her own stunts, and they've got an ensemble cast of Antonio Banderas, Bill Paxton, Michael Douglas, Ewan McGregor, Channing Tatum, and Michael Fassbender.
Wow.
That sounds electrifying.
Well, when it comes to Soderbergh, I hope it does better than Girlfriend did.
I like it when he tries to do like hip sort of like out of sight. I liked out of sight.
Out of sight was good.
I liked some of those ocean movies. One of those was good. The first one maybe. I don't know. One of them was good.
Well, the first one was good.
Traffic. I liked Traffic a lot.
Traffic
I thought that
was awesome.
Fantastic film. I even like that stupid Aaron Brockovich thing, despite the fact that what's her face, horse mouth head was in
Julia
that
Roberts.
Thing. Yeah. Oh God. Oh, so annoying. You've got to be a cinematic genius if you can make me tolerate her for 2 hours and be entertained.
Actually, I think it was because I
identified with Albert Finney. I just kind of like just wanted this bitch
yeah.
off my fucking back.
Yeah. And Albert Finney just had it.
That guy's a brilliant
actor.
Brilliant actor.
Yeah. So it tends to make you kind of wonder, though, when it comes to Soderbergh, because I'm still kind of pissed off at him about him and the whole Pat Dollard thing. Because he was supposed to be in Pat's corner for the whole release of Young Americans and all the rest of that and help him out. And apparently that's not happening.
Hmm.
So
you know, hey, you know what is happening though? Comic Con is underway now. Are you following any of the Comic Con stuff?
A little bit.
People are tweeting that shit like a motherfucker.
Oh, they are, and it's not just there, and it's not just MySpace or Facebook. I mean, it's all over the place. I mean, God, it's as though Chris Hardwick is going to basically end up having a nerd vapor lock at the rate he's going over at Nerdist.
A nerd vapor lock? I like that term.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm gonna borrow that maybe.
Actually, I'm borrowing it from Adam Baldwin.
I don't get it, man. What is up with Adam Baldwin? Why do the conservatives have such a hard-on for this guy? Please, in a quick minute, give me a Reader's Digest reason why the conservatives like him.
Because he's the centrist guy who's an actor with the last name Baldwin, and he's not related to Alec or Danny or Billy or even Steven, because Steven's like on the uber far right. Could you imagine Thanksgiving dinner sitting at the same table as Steven and Alec Baldwin, who are polar opposites politically?
Wait, so are you telling me this guy is a Baldwin? He is one of the brothers?
No. He's not even related.
Oh. Oh, he just happens to be named Baldwin?
He just happens to have the same last name.
Oh. See, this whole time I thought he was like one of the obscure, like, conservative Baldwins that nobody knew about. I was like, oh, I thought Stephen was the most conservative. It's like, no, there's Andy and Alec and Alan and this guy. I thought there was like 12 more of them. I don't know.
Right. Well, the other ones that you're talking about, like Andy and some of the other ones, they're the Baldwin cousins. Only they're in, you know, they're writers for L.A. Times and Miami Herald and the like.
It should be a law. Only Baldwins related to Alec are relevant.
Well, you would think
everybody else has got to change their name to like Bennett or something.
that would work. By the way, if you ever get the chance, check out The Girlfriend Experience. It's another Soderbergh film.
All right. The Girlfriend
Experience. Yeah, it's got Sasha Gray and Philip Eaton in it.
Mm. Nice.
It's interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Well, we're going to wrap it up
anyway,
here.
All
right, dude. Thanks for coming through. Eric from Flyover Territory. Also... old Brutus from Chronicle SU, really quick, you want to tell us what's up with you and what's up with Chronicle.SU?
The Chronicle.SU has recently taken on a new writer from a website that just sprung up on the internet, totallyfalse.info. We're hoping to have both of those guys write for us. Yesterday, four of us worked on an article about cheetahs. And Rupert Murdoch's and slavery of the cheetah and his new high-speed chat networks. So definitely check that out. The new writer's got a lot of talent, ambition, and usefulness to society. just like you, Vince. But absolutely under no circumstance should anyone ever read the Chronicle.su. It is a repository of filth and trash.
Exactly. Well, thanks a lot, man. I thank you for coming out, bro. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and I enjoy your insight. And we'll talk to you again very soon. I'm Vince in the Bay. Shouts out to everybody who came through, and I'll talk to you again soon. I miss you, Ghost. Peace out, yo.
Thank you very nice.